The Senate passed a last-minute revision of a renewable energy bill on a 24-6 vote that followed 4 hours of debate and weeks of repeated changes to the bill. It began as a proposed moratorium on large-scale wind development, had provisions added and removed, and ended up calling for more study of large-scale renewable energy development in Vermont. VermontDigger.org is an online investigative newspaper. Energy reporter Andrew Stein has been following the bill's progress since it was introduced.
The general debate has been whether to go forward with renewable energy generation projects, such as solar and large wind turbine projects, with the current process, or whether there needs to be more municipal control and more regulatory mechanisms in place to control their growth.
Stein explains that the bill attempted to do that by adding Act 250 regulatory control over renewable energy projects.
Act 250 is the state's governing land use law, but it does not have purview over energy generation siting projects. This bill would have required the Public Service Board to make energy generation projects conform to Act 250 criteria. And here's why this is important. Act 250 relies heavily on municipal or town plans. It would have given towns greater say over the energy generation siting process. That was really the debate. Should this be an issue that towns have veto power over, or should this be an issue that the state decides outside of the confines of a town?
Progressive Senator David Zuckerman offered an amendment that stripped the Act 250 provisions, allowing the measure to pass. Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns calls it a much better result for clean energy in the state.
The intent of the legislation from the beginning was to try to put up barriers to the development of renewable energy in the state. It morphed into one idea after another, and finally, the bill that was before senators included a provision that would allow regional plans or local town plans to prohibit the development of clean energy projects within their borders. We think it would be wrong to silence the will and the interests of the majority of Vermonters just to prevent or ban the development of clean energy projects in particular parts of the state.
Energize Vermont is against industrial-scale wind projects. Executive Director Lucas Snelling says it's unfortunate that some tried to make the bill a black-and-white reflection of renewable energy support. He believes the bill remains a vehicle for continued discussion about renewable energy development and its impacts.
The provisions were only in there for a year, and basically what they said was, let's make sure the towns have a strong say. The towns would be able to have a specific town plan provision that would allow the towns to say which types of projects were appropriate for the towns and which types were not. That particular provision was important. I think it was a good thing. I think it's something that might be part of the legislation that we look at a year from now. Ultimately, it's about finding that right balance between local concerns, local impacts with our renewable energy goals. The state of Vermont hasn't found that balance yet, and I'm hoping that we'll move towards it.
The bill must pass a third and final reading in the Senate before moving to the House for consideration. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.